Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. Time for another edition of Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, June 17th. 2023. It is 11:06 on the clock. Got your host James J here. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Hope you are having a good Saturday out there. Happy Cranberry Blossom weekend, Father's Day weekend, anything else you are celebrating out there. Feel free to call up and join the conversation, 424-2600. We're looking forward to talking with you about items you're looking for, items you want to sell. You got garage and rummage sales going on out there. We know our Midwest people. As soon as it hit 50 degrees, there were garage sales. Come on, I know there's garage sales now. Let us know about them. Let us help you sell those items of yours. Bring them to us. Otherwise, we're going to get into some rafter news in a moment. Touch on Cranberry Blossom Festival. Go over the events that are going on this weekend and touch base with those with you. Looking forward to hearing from you guys about these events, since we've already had a couple of days of Cranberry Blossom Festival. Why don't you call up, let us know how it's been going, or let us know if you're at one of the events right now. Like, call us from the location. You can be an on-the-field reporter for us. We don't have a badge to give you or anything. But you do get, an honorable mention. You can really help with that. That'd be great. We'd love that. 424-2600. I also have to let you guys know something. just being honest with you here. There is a heavy, very competitive competition between Seth and I of who can get the most calls on Saturdays during Over the Back Fence. We've had a lot of fun with this competition. Seth and I are very good friends, but it is heated up because we are also playing each other in fantasy baseball this week. So it's all the more if I can destroy him in fantasy baseball and with the amount of, I can't even do this seriously. You can't. So here's the thing with a guy like Seth. You can't get up the feelings you need to get really, really like, oh, I got to defeat this guy. Oh, like, it's Seth. He's a good guy. There's no, like, I don't know. I mean, I want to win. Yes. I want to win the most calls today. Yes. But he's a good guy. It's like, oh, you lose to Seth. It's like, well, you know, it's all right. He's a good guy. There's not a lot of that. I genuinely feel like the NBA Finals kind of went that way, where Miami had nothing but anger to go on for round after round. They go up against Denver, and it's just kind of like, here's white bread. You can't really get angry at white bread. Like, you might not like it, but you can't get angry at it. It was interesting, and that is what I deal with Seth. This one. So trying to have some fun with this one today. We want to have some fun, and certainly with the it's not really a competition, but we do enjoy doing this. So feel free to call up, join the conversation, 424-2600. In rafter news, let's go ahead and get right there, and let's rip the Band-Aid off. Rafters didn't pull it off last night. The Rafters had that tying run on base, bottom of the 11th, but were not able to complete the comeback, which was a little surprising considering how they have been playing this season. It's the longest game of the season for both the Rafters and the Growlers. Rafters fell heartbreakingly 4-3 in 11 strong innings by both teams. Could have gone either way. It's the first time since June 8th a Rafter starting pitcher did not really give us a quality start. Caleb Graham towed the slab for the Rafters and has had a good season. Just wasn't his night last night. The Growlers kind of had it going early on, but the Rafters came back again, brought it up into the 11th, had everything going. Couldn't make it happen. Kalamazoo's sweeping of the rafters sees these your rafters drop to 9-8 on the season and remain in third place in the Great Lakes West Division. Tonight, we open a two-game home series with the Lakeshore Chinooks. A home game winning stand, a new winning streak we're going to start tonight. First pitch slated at 6:35. Gates are opening at 5:30. 5:35 around there. Get on down to the ballpark if you can. Root on your rafters. Tonight down there, it is a special night at the ballpark. Because, of course, every night, they're almost every night, they've got promotions and different things happening. We, the other night, last Thursday, had the United We Can event. A big thank you again to everybody that came out for that. Really, really awesome night. Raised an insane amount of food. A big thank you to all the teams that built sculptures. To McMillan Library, putting one together at the right on the cuff. And certainly, of course, to all the volunteers. I want to thank Ben and Terry and all the great people at the United Way put this on every year and help out so many people. Great work. Already getting ready for next year. Already excited about next year's. Last night, they had a Hawaiian night at the ballpark. Heard that was a lot of fun. Literally could hear it was a lot of fun, too. If you were anywhere in that vicinity, it was great. And Saturday, tonight, BMO Harris Bank free popcorn. Yes, free popcorn, my people. Kids 12 and under can receive free popcorn courtesy of BMO Harris Bank tonight. Tomorrow, be one of the first 500 fans to Witter Field and receive an Aspires Health Rally towel. Shout out to Aspires for that. Man, people love towels. We do. We love towels. Admit it. We love them, especially for free. That's pretty cool. And coming up next Friday, June 23rd, going to be Point Brewery night. Celebrate Oktoberfest courtesy of Point Brewery. We'll tell you more about these on our morning show and Playmakers on Monday. Get into our schedule as well a little bit later. Speaking of schedules, your rafters, as I mentioned, two-game homestand tonight. Our pregame will start at 6:20 right here for tonight's game. Tomorrow, a little bit of an earlier start. Father's Day game, 3:50 pregame. Looking forward to this. Rafters on Monday, 5:50, that what game will be, and they'll be up in Wausau to take on the Woodchucks, our heated rival. Not hard to get the energy up for that one. That'll be good. Been a great season already. How have you been enjoying it? I don't know if we would say we're even a tenth into the season yet, but I'm curious to know how you guys are enjoying it. 424-2600. How about this? Let's test the phones. Again, this is just between you and I, okay? Don't tell our GM and engineer, Chuck. But I was moving some stuff around to make it easier for me to see the phones and hit the phones to get to you guys. And, yeah. I guess there's a chance that I may have unplugged something, but I don't think so. I feel pretty confident I didn't. Make me feel more confident. Call up 424-2600. This is not a plea just to get you to call in. I promise. In fact, you know what? I think we're going to try something here, everybody. I think we're going to try something that I feel pretty confident has never been done on Over the Back Fence. I am calling. I am hosting Over the Back Fence while calling it. And I see, okay, I'm calling it. The phones are working. Phones are working. I'm not going to answer it because we don't need that. But I did call myself just now, or kind of called Over the Back Fence. Phone lines are wide open and they are working. Bring us your garage sales, your rummage sales, items you're looking for, things like that. A little bit later, we'll get into our news and notes and our mailbag items. Looking forward to that. Let's talk a little Cranberry Blossom Fest right now. This is the big one. It is our signature event in this area. It is one of those events that brings the whole city together. When I was describing this to a couple of people that were coming in from out of town, they were asking, where is the event? And I just looked at it and I was like, where isn't it? It's all over town. It's one of the cooler events because of that, I think. Most festivals or events or anything like similar to these kind of things that cities host, they take place in one area, which is just nothing wrong with that. It's usually a park or a big open space. That's great. That works. We do it a little bit different around here. We just bring the whole city together. We take you all over the place. And you want to be at all of these events. And I think, whether it is intended or not, it is in a perfect way of getting all of us, whether we're locals or from out of town, whether you're used to bopping around town, to see other places, to get to nooks and crannies of the town that you may not been to maybe getting around just in different areas. You're going to see different businesses. You're going to maybe stop at different gas stations. All of this is commerce. All of this gets in the city, stays in the city, and helps fund your city, helps promote your city. I imagine that most of you have seen from Wisconsin Public Radio or the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or any of the numbers on tourism this year for Wisconsin. Incredible. Great numbers. Not every state can boast that. These kind of events add to that. It's all connected. So when you're celebrating this stuff, you're not only promoting your city and your, you know, central Wisconsin, but you're promoting Wisconsin. And have some fun with it. Going on right now is the Material Girls Quilt Show. They kick this off at 9 this morning. It's going till 4 over at Assumption High School, 445 Chestnut Street. Big shout out to the Material Girls Quilt Club. They've joined us many times on the air over the years. Love talking to those people. Great people. Quilts on display. Vote for your favorite. Check out something old, something new. I still have not seen the quilted car. I got to see that. I really do. I'm not kidding. I'm not like trying to sell this to you or anything. I need to see that car. It sounds so cool. Hearing them talk about how they made it too was great. You can enter to win a quilt and basket raffles. I do believe that I should journalistically tell you, though, that CEO of your United Way of South Windham's Counties, Terry Johns, is going after that quilt too. She intimidated me about it. I was gonna get a raffle ticket. I did, but I don't have any confidence I can win. get in on that, everybody. Shop with vendors, refreshments available. Quilts of Valor presentation was just happening at 11 this morning. Really hope that went well for everybody. They do a lot of great work in this community, the quilt, Material Girls Quilt Club. But that is by far and away just one of the most amazing things that they can do and that they do. Arts, Crafts, and Cranberries Fair kicked off about an hour ago. That's going till 3 over on West Grand Avenue between the bridge, 3rd Avenue South. I went past there. Just so you know, things are, as you would imagine, some streets are blocked off that normally would be open. Keep that in mind. If you are trying to get to something at a certain time, maybe leave a little bit early. Directions might be, or your path might be a little bit different. But look, if there's one thing we have, if there is one advantage that having the train situation we do here in Rapids and in central Wisconsin, what's the quickest way you know somebody has lived in central Wisconsin, specifically Rapids, for a long amount of time? They know how to get around the trains. They know which way that they got to go. Okay, train's blocking this off. I got to go around this. I got to take that. Yep. That's how you know somebody who's been here a while. So we know how to get around things. Follow the detours. You'll be fine. Enjoy that Arts, Crafts, and Cranberry Fair going on. This is a family-friendly outdoor event. Beautiful weather today. Mother Nature is playing our tune. She has given us the perfect backdrop for today and tomorrow, it looks like. Get yourself down there and enjoy some woodcrafts, jewelry, home decor, cranberry products, delicious food. All kinds of stuff. And the carnival is going on. Yes, the Cranberry Blossom Festival Carnival happening. You can go to blossomfest.com to find more about this. But it's taking place over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club at 2411 36th Street South over on Highway W and 36. Can't miss it. Nice space over there. Rides, games, food, and fun. Parking is $5. Vehicle, $20 after 5. Admission free, unlimited wristbands for 4-hour sessions at $20. You can find out more again by going to Spectrum Carnival. And enjoy. Enjoy, everybody. Have fun. We don't get carnivals as much as we used to, it feels like. I think it's more the memory of a kid. But it feels like there was always a couple of touring carnivals. And when one would leave, another would come into town. I don't know if that was the case or not, actually, but seem to remember it that way. Enjoy the carnival. Have some fun. Do us a favor. Take some pictures. Make some memories. Let us know about them. Monday on morning show, both of them really, Sunrise Show on WIRI, 7 to 8, and from 8 to 10, the Good Morning Show right here at WFHR. Both shows will be kind of looking for your guys' feedback and hearing from you. And you can call in and let us know how the fest went and the events you took in. So if you're not able to call in today, no worries. You can call in then. A lot of great events going on throughout Saturday. Kicking off in just a little bit until 2. So noon to 2:30, Kids Learn to Fish event. Again, most of these events are taking place over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Big shout out to them for hosting all of this. Great, great people over there. Great friends of ours. And people that put back into this community. Learn to Fish, fishing knots at this catch and release free event. Kids of all ages and experiences are welcome. Gear will be provided or bring your own. There's going to be sponsorship prizes down there. There's going to be prizes. That's fun. That's fun for the kids. And I think a lot of us, fishing is a little like learning to catch or certain other things. We inherit those from, you know, fathers or mothers or, people that are even older brothers and sisters. It's never a bad idea for kids to be able to talk to a I don't want to say a true angler, because there's so many great fishermen out there that, you know, you might not consider professional, but they know their stuff. And it never hurts to have another set of eyes and another person to be able to give the kids some tips, some advice. You never know what they can learn. Fishing is fun, and it can be even more fun when you really, really know what you're doing. Enjoy that event, noon to 2:30 over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, Kids Learn to Fish event. Our great friends at the Historic Point Boss from noon to 5 will be over there. You can take a step back in time and see the living histories of the Historic Point Boss, the oldest sediment in central Wisconsin. Anytime the Historic Point Boss is having an event, encourage you to head on over there. Especially during the school year, they give tours. Some of our favorite people and keeping history alive over there. And they do such a good job with it, too. The Berry Fest raffle and vision screening is going from noon to 5 over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club as well. You can buy a ticket for a chance to win $500 cash, a $5 ticket, multiple winners. You don't need to be present to win. And keep in mind the free vision screening for ages 3 to 8 is going on as well. Never a bad idea to take that in. The Wheeler's Chevy display is going from noon to 5 over there at the Grand Rapids Lions Club as well. You're invited to check out the latest Chevy vehicles, product specials. Shout out to our friends over at Wheeler's. Right over by us here. Well, it used to be right next to us over at our old building. And this all leads up to the Grand Rapids Lions Club's 50th anniversary concert. Happy 50th. Happy 50th, Grand Rapids Lions Club. The Rich Rath Project 313 going to be playing. Music of Vario Speedwagon going to be going live from 6 to 11 tonight over there at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. That is going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk more about Cranberry Blossom Fest in a moment. First, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I have for sale an 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It's an older model, but it's in really decent shape. No leaks or stains in the ceiling. And then I have for sale a 40-foot hay and grain elevator. Could also be used for elevating firewood. And my number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
His number, 715-652-6641. That is 715-652-6641. Give him a call if you're interested in either of those items. And thank you, sir. That is our number one draft pick for the day. Our first caller. Let's make it the first of many. Keep them coming, everybody. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation here on Over the Back Fence, where we'll be back with more fun coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mumble number 5.
Welcome back, everybody, to Over the Back Fence for this Saturday. Hope you're having a good weekend, everyone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in the car, so come on.
It's not fair of us to play Mambo number 5 and not play Mambos 1 through 4 beforehand. I apologize, everyone. You have no idea where this song is going. You can't keep up. Who knows? Let's take a phone call. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the show.
Oh, good morning. I have a brand-new Magic Chef bread maker. It's never been used, as we have two of them. Anyways, that's $20. And then we have a tabletop small gas grill. It's perfect for two people or for tailgating. $20. You can use it on the tabletop, or it's got a stand that you can use it if you don't want to use it on the tabletop. And it takes these propane bottles, these smaller bottles, so it's perfect for two people or tailgating. And then and that's going to be $20. And then we have a youth helmet for four-wheeling or snowmobiling. You can put the ear flaps down or zip them off if you don't want them. It's like I said, it's for youth, so that's $10. The phone number is 715-424-1058. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. 424-1058 if you're interested in any of those items. 715-424-1058. Keep those calls coming, everybody. Want more of them, 424-2600. A little bit later, we'll get into what we're buying Dad for Father's Day. Want to touch on that a little bit. Get into our schedule for the weekend and coming up this week. Talk about Sunday's events for Cranberry Blossom Festival. But for now, it's time to dive into our mailbag and our news and notes. Keep those calls coming. As your calls come in, I'll finish what I'm reading and we'll get right to you. We kick things off with from Trout Unlimited. They have to move some lumber that we own on the Jim Henke property at 902 Grayson Road in Amherst Junction. This is on the corner of River Road and Grayson Road. They're going to meet at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, June 21st, and could sure use some help. If you have questions, you can give our friend here, Doug, a call at 715-712-3134. That is 715-712-3134. Garage sale going on today until 5 o'clock over at 1022 Mile Avenue, right here in Rapids. Go check that out. Tell them we sent them your way. Garage sale going on until 5 today at 1020 2 Mile Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. And a multifamily garage sale taking place today and tomorrow. They kicked this off at 8 this morning, going till 4. Going 8 to 4 tomorrow as well at 3310 18th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Household items, furniture, clothing, much more. Go check it out. Multifamily garage sale taking place till 4 today and 8 to 4 tomorrow at 3310 18th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. A lot of good stuff going on over there. Feel free to drop us off items for the mailbag anytime. We love having a big, hefty mailbag to read through. Let's take a look at our news and notes. And we had our friends from Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, from Visit Rome join us this week. Great conversation with Jillian. You get a chance, be sure to check out all of our guests and all the great conversations we have on Midday Magazine. Got a new time slot? We're in the afternoons now, baby. Yeah. 3 to 4, join us. If you ever miss anything, you can, of course, catch all of our podcasts at civicmedia.us. You never have to miss any of the conversation ever again. Go check that out. Jillian was telling us about some of the great events coming up this weekend. And one of them is, all right, kicked off earlier this morning at 9, going on till 3 o'clock, the Rome Snow Bandit Classic Car Show. I was in Appleton yesterday having dinner with my youngest, Isabel. And we were driving around, and one of the nice things about a roundabout is watching some of these classic cars go by, man. We're just sitting there. But this is one of those things where it's like, yeah, that's my kid. Right away, sees a Mustang. It's like, ooh. It's like, yeah, that's my kid. That's, yeah. There's a couple of really nice ones. It's one of the best parts of summer. All these beautiful classic cars coming out. Go check out the Rome Snow Bandit Classic Car Show. Join them for a classic car, bike, and snowmobile show. It's held at the beautiful Rome Town Center Park till 3 o'clock. Not only are there beautiful cars, bikes, and snowmobiles on display, but there are going to be food, refreshments, raffles, kids, face painting, music provided by a DJ. It's a fun event for the entire family. Go check that out. Also going on until 3, our great friends over at Tri-Norris have their annual Tri-Norris Mini Mudder. The Mini Mudder. Join them for the annual Mini Mudder at the Tri-Norris Winter Park. In addition to the 1 mile Mudder run, the fun includes a shower station provided by the Rome Fire Department and concessions. That's a great event. Big shout out to our friends at Tri-Norris. Love our friends over there. Great people. And shout out to the Rome Fire Department, too. That shower station thing is a lot of fun for kids and adults, let's be honest. We have fun with it, too. Coming up this week, an opportunity for you to be a superhero. Marvel and DC are fighting in the, you know, with the box office numbers, and you got another box another superhero movie from DC that ain't doing well in the box office, and you got Marvel trying to, you know, get back what they had. You could be maybe the next big Marvel or DC superhero, and all you got to do is donate blood. No need for a tragic backstory. Come up with a new name. All the good ones are taken, let's be honest. Once Batman was taken, it got pretty hard after that. Are you going to be Otter Man? Otters are cool. Otters are great, but nobody's going to be intimidated by that. Just donate blood. You could be a superhero. Community Blood Drive coming up this Tuesday from 10 to 3 over at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are welcome. Give them a call at 866-566-5900. 866-566-5900. Our great friends over at the Central Wisconsin Band, or the Wisconsin Rapid City Band, I'm making them bigger than giving them more work. Wisconsin Rapid City Band, they have their summer concert series going on. They do such a great job with this. There are so many great members of our community to come together to pull this off and do such a great job. Taking time out of their days. It's not just the shows. It's the rehearsals. The commitment to this is always impressive to me. And it's out of a love for music, out of a love for community and entertaining. Three things that we believe in very strongly around here and love supporting. Support local, support the Wisconsin Rapid City Band as they perform over in my old stomping grounds at Robinson Park. They're going to be there this Tuesday at 7:30. Meet them there, right at the band shell. Going to be a great show. A lot of fun over there. Plus, join them for an evening of fun, music, ice cream, bring the whole family to beautiful Robinson Park. There's a lot of great parks in this area. That was the first one that when my family and I moved here, we lived near. And so that's the one, you know, like anybody else, the park that you live closest to is the one you kind of have nostalgia for. Robinson Park has always been that for me. And it's a very cool park in my defense. It's very cool. So the way it's spread out, it's awesome. Helen's Zoo House is open. Join us right down the block from us over here at 1911 Gaynor Avenue. Check out our Wisconsin Rapids Zoo. It's such a great place. So much fun. The workers over there do such a great job. Today's a great day, too. Say you're taking in some of the events of Cranberry Blossom Fest and can use a little bit of a break away from things. But you still want to do stuff with the kids. You see, you're out and about. You still want to be, you know, bopping around. Head on over to the zoo. It's right there. Those animals are begging for you to come over and say hi to them. There's a camel over there that's got a little bit moody, but in a good way. Like a character kind of thing. Like, oh, I like the character of this. I like the cut of this camel's jib. You know, something about it. The lemurs are great. Go check out the kangaroos. Really something for everybody to enjoy over there. Check out our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo over at 1911 Gaynor Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. One of my favorite things to mention, but one of the things that hits my heart every time I do talk about this, is the Summer Food Service Program. This is available thanks to our Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. A big thank you to them for this. Like a lot of kids growing up, this was something that was always a concern. And I think as we see with the United Way's ALICE report and other things, so many more People are closer to this than we understand. The need for food. This summer food service program provides nutritious meals to children during the summer when free and reduced price school meals are typically unavailable. Free meals will be available to all children 18 years of age and under. And this goes on Monday through Friday. So for breakfast, they have these over at Lincoln High School at 1801 16th Street South. Breakfast is available until July 20th from 7:30 to 8:30. And at Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School at 1921 27th Avenue, they have meals available from 8 until 8, breakfast available from 8 to 8:30 until July 28th. For lunches, you can head over to Mead Park near the Splash Pad at 14th Avenue South, right there between Chase and Alton Street. You can go there for lunches from 11:30 to 12:30 up until August 18th. And at Winter Park, right over there at the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center at 681 Chestnut Street, lunches are available from 11:30 to 12:30, and that is going on until August 18th. If you need a fresher up on any of this, you can always give us a call here at the station, or you can find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsPublicSchools.com, WRPS.com. And Terry and I were talking about this yesterday on the morning show. Want to encourage everybody to head on over to uwswac.org, to the United Way's website, where you can find out more information, not only about the United Way and all the great things that they have going on over there, but wonderful volunteer opportunities in your community, great ways to put back into your community. Just taking an hour or two out of your day, reach out to them. You know, always give Amy a call at 211. And you can also go to their website and register for Stuff the Desk. That is going on. You have until August 3rd to do so. You can register for Stuff the Desk by going to uwswac.org and clicking on the Stuff the Desk banner. And during the work week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, you can call 211. School supplies will be distributed during Stuff the Desk on August 18th and 19th at East Junior High School over at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Registrants must select a pickup time. Each time slot is limited to 125 students, so early registration is recommended. This isn't one of those things you want to put off. And registrations must be submitted by August 3rd. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 19th from 10 to 10:30, but supplies are not guaranteed. And we can help with that part. There isn't many better things you can invest in. And especially in a weekend like this, where we're celebrating Cranberry Blossom Fest, we're celebrating fathers, celebrating our area, supporting local, putting into our communities, putting into our futures. Okay, everybody, I'm pretty sure you've heard this, but just in case you haven't, these kids, they are the future. I know. I almost forgot myself, too. I got kind of caught up in the moment and everything and thought I was going to live forever. But it turns out they're going to take over one day. It seems like a pretty good idea, hear me out, to make sure that they have meals when they need them, that they have that they feel safe and comfortable going to school, that they're able to learn, and that they have all the school supplies they need. To anybody out there who got to start their first day of school every year with all their school supplies, let me tell you, as one of the kids that didn't and didn't always have that, how much that changes things. You're immediately thinking and looking at the kid next to you and the kid over there and your friends, and you're like, well, they have a glue stick and I don't. And that immediately starts getting kids thinking about other things, and before you know it, you have no idea what's going on in front of you with the teacher. And they're not paying attention. And kids do not need more distractions. It doesn't seem like a lot. But you pick up a backpack, you pick up notebooks, any of these things. It's one more thing that we can offer to these kids. We can make sure that there's no kids out there starting school without the supplies they need. One less thing that distracts them and makes them learn so that they can take over and we can finally be lazy one day, everybody. That's what this is really about. We want to be able to retire. We want to be able to break. You can't do that if these kids can't take over. Get in on this. Get some school supplies to a location that you can drop these off at. Drop them off at the United Way during the work week. Greatly appreciate every single one of you doing this. Find out more at uwswac.org. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Come back with your phone calls and more fun on the Over the Back Fence here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. I knew I was going to do that once. I thought you usually do it on the outro. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody. It is dangerous for Seth to put the Clash into our bumpers because I'm just going to let it keep playing. I'm not going to turn the Clash off. Over the Back Fence on your radio dial. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Streaming 24/7 at WFHR.com. Be sure to stream us whenever you have an opportunity. Call up. Join the conversation. 424-2600. Looking forward to talking with you about your rummage sales, garage sales, items that you're looking for, items that you want to sell. Bring them to us. We'd love to hear from you. Going to take us right up. I got a couple minutes here before our next break. I'm going to use that time to tell you about Cranberry Blossom Fest Sunday events. When we wrapped up, of course, things tonight, going to be wrapping up with Grand Rapids Lions Club's 50th anniversary concert. Rich Rath Project 313 playing the music of REO Speedwagon from 6 to 11 tonight over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. And things kick off on Sunday from 9 to 11:30 with our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department and their Kids Fishing Contest. This takes place at the East Wisconsin River Bank, south right of Grand, right over there by Grand Avenue and the former Elks Lodge. A big shout out to the Wisconsin Rapids Professional Police Association with their annual free event for kids 14 and under. Going to be snacks and drinks and prizes for everyone who participates. That is a lot of fun. The parade takes place tomorrow from noon to 2, hosted by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Gather on Grand Avenue for a parade featuring live music and plenty of candy. The parade starts at the Southwood County YMCA and heads east downtown down Grand Avenue, ending at 9th Street South. Of course, the Berry Fest raffle is going to be ongoing throughout the whole weekend, and the drawing will be during the parade. You can buy a ticket for a chance to win up to $500 cash. Tickets are just $5. Multiple winners do not need to be present to win. And the drawing will take place on Grand Avenue at 1 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church. I don't know how you would pick a favorite event of the weekend. There's so much to take in and enjoy. But I know for me, when we first moved out here and took this event in as a family, and we're blown away by it, mind you. Really were. The Duck Derby was one of the things that I really enjoyed. The Duck Derby is hosted by our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Firefighters, part of their charitable foundation. Purchase a raffle ticket to adopt a rubber duck at Wisconsin Rapids Fire Station 1 or 2. Watch it swim down the Wisconsin River for a chance to win prizes. The winners do not need to be present to win. Ducks will be dropped by firefighters off the Jackson Street Bridge and raced to the finish line just between the Grand Avenue Bridge. I enjoy this more and more the older I get. Yeah, kids enjoy this. Make sure the kids see it. They're going to have a lot of fun. I think it's cool, too. It's going to be awesome. The carnival, we have it one more day on Sunday. It opens at noon, goes till 4. Same location, Grand Rapids Lions Club. Enjoy, have some fun. Our friends at the Historic Point Boss will be over there as well from noon to 5. Say hi to our friends over there at the Historic Point Boss. Give them a thank you. Keeping history alive over there and being a part of this this great weekend of events. And everything wraps up at 6 o'clock right over at beautiful Red Sands Beach at Lake Wazeecha, as the Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers hit the water for a water ski show. Family-friendly, free entertainment for all ages. Experience beauty, grace, thrills, power, agility, and various acts of the show choreographer to a theme. The fun starts with the Future Stars pre-show at 6 and continues with the tournament show at 6:30. Going to be food trucks down there. So maybe get a light lunch, dinner down there. Beautiful Red Sands Beach. Going to be really nice weather, it's looking like, too. And again, I'm not sure if it was intended or not, but I do think it is a great way to wrap up this weekend while also teeing us off and getting us ready for the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show tournament that we host here in Rapids every year. Kind of a nice segue into that, I think. Again, you can find out all this and more at blossomfest.com. Thank you to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, to all the great people at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, to all the different people that are a part of this, the many, many, many volunteers. And to this whole city doing a great job hosting this every year. Enjoy, have safe time, fun time. Have a good weekend with it, everybody. Taking a quick commercial break, and we'll come right back, take some of your phone calls, and have some more fun. Fun? What was that word? Can I get a second take on that? Thank you. All right, and three, two. Have more fun. No, darn it, didn't get it right that time either. Darn it. Darn it. I will work on that, and we'll come back and have some more fun. There we go. Right here at WFHR.
Five.
Welcome back, everybody. Over the Back Fence. Cranberry Blossom Fest edition. Father's Day weekend edition. Telling you, that beat is eternal. Something about it gets you. It just gets you. Hope you are having a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Your host, James, here. I'll take it right to the top of the hour. Going to have some fun doing so, too. Want to touch on our schedule real quick. And interesting, you probably heard during the commercial break there, the commercial for the Sunshine Polka Show. Be sure to join us tomorrow at 1 for that. Tim does such an amazing job with that show, grabbing polka from all across the universe and bringing it to you. Join us every weekend for that. Rafter Baseball, of course, on your radio dial all weekend long. Rafters looking to get back in the win column tonight as they take on the Lakeshore Chinooks right here at, in Winterfield in Rapids. Going to be a good one. And it is for those out there attending the game. It is the BMO Harris Bank Free Popcorn Night for kids 12 and under. A shout out to BMO Harris Bank for that. Kids getting some free popcorn. And tomorrow, when we take on Lakeshore again in these two-game home series, the first 500 fans to Winterfield will receive an Aspirus Health Rally towel. Get on over to the ballpark if you can. If not, we got you covered every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter Baseball right here at WFHR, right where it belongs, as it always has been. Our pregame tonight will start at 6:20, 3:50 for tomorrow. Join Joey as he's been doing a great job. Otherwise, on your TV, be sure to join Kevin. Both of them have been just doing a fantastic job all season long and only getting stronger with every inning. Really been enjoying the progress of these guys as much as enjoying the players. It's been a lot of fun. Joey and the gang join us from time to time on Playmakers. We'll talk more about that in a moment. That Sunday game being a 3:50 start time, that is going to kind of cut into Seth Faces the Music. So Seth has got a rerun going this week. But be sure to spread the word and catch whenever you can Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Fantastic show where Seth has a theme every week and finds music to center around that theme. Also a lot of sound bites and different nicks and necks and things like that. It's an awesome show. Be sure to check it out. Very proud of that show. Seth Faces the Music every Sunday, 6 to 8. And you're here at WFHR, stick around for Director's Cut from 8 to 9. This is our show where we get to put the spotlight on the WFHR stage and welcome you out, our great listening audience. We have so many great musicians and artists and photographers and writers and different people out there. Director's Cut is an opportunity for us to feature them and you. I want to encourage you to send us, you know, guest ideas, or if you yourself would like to be a guest on Director's Cut. I'll be honest with you. We have a pretty big schedule. We've got a lot of people coming on the show with us and everything. We really appreciate that. But look, we're doing a show every Sunday. We got room. We could use you. We'd love it. We'll always find room. So reach out to me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on Facebook as well, just like our Facebook page, WFHR. Go ahead and send us that. And we'll have you on the show, maybe. Director's Cut every Sunday from 8 to 9. Tomorrow, we kick off another great week of original content. Everything starts off, actually, over on WIRI. Yeah. If you haven't heard, we got a brand new morning show over on WIRI, the Sunrise Show. Join us for Coffee, Conversation, and Country, 7 to 8. Same usual, unusual suspects. The same hosts that you have here on the morning show at WFHR. Join us over there. We have a good time and kick your day off on a positive and fun note. Same type of thing we do when we come right over here from 8 to 10 to do the morning show at WFHR. A lot of great stuff. A lot of great guests joining us every week. Our word of the week from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Our star of the day from our friends at Culver's. Our pet of the week from the South Waconia Humane Society. The Kitchen's Open segment that starts every week off for us. Melissa's great. And Melissa and Beth, great job with that show. It was fun. It's fun. Join us all week long for that. Enjoy some Rafter baseball tonight. Enjoy Cranberry Blossom Fest. Quick note that on Monday's Playmakers from 3 to 4, be sure to join us for that. We're live and direct taking your phone calls for sports thoughts and feelings. Bob Atkinson is going to join us from the Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club. Talk a little bit with Bob. It's going to be a good conversation. Looking forward to it. Probably give away some Rafter tickets, too. How about that? Yeah, we'll just do that. I decided. We're going to do it. We'll give away Rafter tickets, too. All that coming up. Very special shout-out to all the fathers out there. To my grandfather, who's no longer with us, who served us and did so well by me and so many. To my papa, who is thankfully out of the hospital and doing good in Florida now. And to my father, we appreciate you. And all the dads out there and all the dads that we are missing. Enjoy. Have a great one. Enjoy Cranberry Blossom Fest this weekend. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at... Oh, I like the way Katrina does this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1328.